evening from whatever place that you're joining us this Friday. Welcome to this Friday episode where our focus is on mental health. I am your host Simiyu Nelenya and this is Sim Radio. Mental disorders are both common and disabling worldwide. They affect beliefs, emotional identity, relationships in such a way as to impact upon every essence of human experience. They are associated with stigma and prejudice, and they disproportionately affect those who are poor and those who belong to marginalized groups within society. Increasing attention has been given in recent years to the importance of spirituality for mental health. But in research, it is impossible to distinguish between spirituality and physiological variables that it purports to influence. Those things are identified as being the concerns of mental health professionals overlap significantly with the concerns of religion. It is proposed that Jesus' teaching on the kingdom of God was centrally concerned with things that were now considered to be the domain of mental health. For Christians, mental health may be understood as the ability to fulfill vocation within the kingdom of God. Does mental health matter within the kingdom of God? Today I am joined with a sister in Christ, Lisa Marie, as she narrates the struggle that she underwent through to a point of almost denouncing her faith in Christ. Here is her story.
Thank you so much for having me. So I'm glad to be here and to share my experience regarding mental illness. My name is Lisa Marie. Honestly, my story or my battle with mental health started some time back. As I can recall, after I finished my high school, that is Form 4. So we stayed at home for some time. I started having flashbacks. I started having nightmares. I couldn't sleep well. And then after some time, I ran away from home and I went to my grandmother's place. Staying there for some time, tukakosana tena. So I ran away again to another person's home. Actually, I had ran away and I started walking on the road, nikatembea, nikatembea. Then I met her. She was a neighbor and she was also my friend. So she had our conversation with my grandmother. We were fighting and I was shouting and we were exchanging words. So she talked and then we went back to her place. And then after some time, I guess she noted that things were not all right. So what she did, decided that it's not right that I'm staying there and yet my guardians do not know. So that's when she called my guardian and they came. So they talked to me and I wasn't seeing like there was any problem. So she was like, I think we need to go to a doctor. I think we need to go to the hospital. She was not really a friend. She was mostly a neighbor because we were not really close. She just saw me on the way and she recalled that she had me exchanging words with my grandmother in the morning. So she saw it right. It's not right for her to keep me there and yet no one knows where I am. No one is aware of my whereabouts. So she came. So she called my aunt. My aunt came. So I was told, I think we need to see a doctor. I think she had experience with people dealing with mental health because in my family, we have, let me say that issue. We have, some of us have struggled with the same. So we went to the hospital. There are these doctors. Nafunguliwa file. Then I went to the doctor. Then I'm like, yes, I'm here. And then we talk. Now I think there's a way they diagnose. So at that time, I was diagnosed with, actually, I first suffered from PTSD. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder. So that's when I actually discovered I'm sick from that. And I can say that the whole thing and the whole trauma started because I had unresolved grief in my heart. I had lost my mother while in Form 1 and I was new to high school. Everything is new and she just passed away. I could not recover from that, considering that she was the only person I had. I can say that she was the only family that I had, back and front, no sisters. Nothing. So for me, it caught me as a shock and I couldn't believe it. I think for some time it was just inside of me and I suffered from it for a long time and I couldn't recover from that grief. So now, now finishing high school is when I started realizing that I have triggers. I have triggers, and that's when the unresolved grief now started manifesting itself from the outside. And majorly, I started having flashbacks. I started seeing images of her. I started having dreams. I started experiencing nightmares. I could not sleep. It was a hard journey. And that was when I was diagnosed with PTSD. I was put under therapy. I could go there, like, they would give me dates. Mostly in a session of like 2 to 3 weeks, I'll go back. There's a therapy, there's a way they do the therapy, and I was also put under medication, antidepressants. It was a crisis because I could not understand so many things. I isolated myself. I never wanted anything to do with anyone. I just wanted to be alone. Because I could see like I'm different from the others. I could look at my friends and be like, am I different? I have really struggled. I have prayed. I have ran this. I could say like I had walked right and my relationship with God, I think I had really invested in my relationship with God. So I was wondering, am I different? I was actually questioning my faith and saying, am I not strong enough? Am I not supposed to be strong enough? I was disturbed. I could denounce my faith. I remember there was a time, actually I was so angry because I had a relapse. When I got into university, I had a situation in my second year. Yeah. So I had a relapse. And this time when I got the relapse, yeah, I had depression. So when getting now into it the second time was like, no, God doesn't. So at that time, I could not believe it. And actually, there was a time I was so angry that I posted, I'm like, I'm an atheist. Yeah. Even in my like, in my what about in WhatsApp, I was so angry at God. I posted I'm an atheist. I didn't want anything actually to do with God, but still I could not, if it's on a Sunday or if I want to go, if there's a fellowship, I could not stay at home. Like I would feel I just want to go, even if I'm angry. That's the place I feel I'm comfortable. Yes, they were actually concerned. I got some critics and also others were concerned. They used to text me, they used to call me, but I didn't want anything to do with anyone. Yeah. I could just keep quiet and stay in my room. That is my hostel at school. And I didn't want anything. I could not even eat. I could not sleep. My house was in a mess, like everything was different. Actually, my friends were very concerned about me. They would come see me, they would try to say hi to me, but I didn't want anything to do with anyone. Most of the time, I would lock myself up in the room and just cry, stay there. I'm not eating, I'm not doing anything. I'm just staying there, I'm in the corner, stranded. I don't want anything or anyone. I lock myself up in the room with a padlock, nazima stima, na naingia kwa kitanda. Yes, I've actually attempted suicide not once, not twice, not thrice. Not just when I'm in campus. It started when I'm in high school because my journey with mental health started there. I started experiencing mental issues in high school, but they were only discovered after I finished high school because that's the time now I was at home for long enough so that they could observe me and notice that I'm different. Yeah, more than 2 times, more than 3 times. Actually, I was shocked many times when I tried to commit suicide because most of the time I could overdose because I don't know, I wanted the pain of kujinyonga ama kuna kujiangusha mali. So most of the time I would overdose. So actually, when I would take those pills, I would be healthier, honestly. Yeah. Like I would be healthier, I would be strong, stronger than I was. They were not working at all. I would still attempt, I would still be sad. and still go to church, still encourage people.
Yeah, encourage people when I'm still
suffering, when I'm still in pain. Because for me, I like laughing a lot. So I'd laugh at any joke, I'd laugh at anything. And it doesn't mean that when I'm laughing, I just naturally like laughing. Not that I can be like, I'm not necessarily happy, but I just like laughing. So no one could notice. I was just happy. I was doing my duties. I was still going to class. I was still doing everything normally. So no, none could notice that I was not okay. So I reached a point of breakdown. I could no longer pretend that I'm fine. And also my neighbor was very supportive. My neighbor was very supportive. She would come check up on me, although I don't want anything to do with her. So it reached a point that I could not study because I started experiencing headaches. And as a result of even depression, I even got H. pylori. So I reached a point of breakdown and I could not read. So I got tired. I called my aunt. I said, "Mimi staki shule." The next day I packed my things. I went home. So nkakaka, I just stayed like that. I was in so much pain because I have not done my exam and everybody else is at school. So again, I was questioning my faith and I was looking at people and I'm like, am I the one who is not strong enough? Am I too weak? Or is my faith not reaching the standards that God expects from me? So at that time is when I decided, I had a doctor. So I decided, let me just go to the doctor. I made that personal choice, let me go to the doctor. So I went once, I came back and then I was like, so at that time, there was a certain time now I had reached the maximum. So I had decided now the choice that is left, because therapy, high SID, depressants are not really helping me. So I knew my grandmother is usually under medication. So I knew she has a lot of medicine. So I went to her bag. I took all the medicine, but she noticed what I was doing. So she called my aunt and then we went to hospital. But then again, I could not speak out because I knew the problem that I have. They cannot find a solution to it because I've talked to doctors. I've talked to real doctors, professional ones who are on the top rank. So I went and now I decided, it just went on like that. But then I think there was a point it just reached and I had to sit down and ask myself, is this the kind of life that I want? Do I want to live in despair? Is this the kind of life that I really desire for myself?
Yeah, it was a personal decision. Yes, there is hope.
What I usually tell people is, take care of yourself. If you're undergoing depression, and then speak it out, tell someone. Because I think for me, what really made me struggle so much is because I isolated myself and I never wanted to speak to anyone. So I believe that God has given us people around us, even if it's one person that cares. So speak to someone who is trustworthy, because again, there's a lot of stigma surrounding mental health and mental illnesses. So speak to someone. I think that's the major point that I can say. That's really what helps someone that is undergoing a mental illness. Okay, I would like to tell people that mental illness is an illness just like any other. And even most of the time it is worse, because you can be sick physically, but you're strong enough in your mind. You're like, I can get through this. But mental illness, it affects every sphere of your life. It makes you physically weak and sick. It affects everything in your life. So let us take mental health as a serious thing. It is something that anyone can go through, and the stigma surrounding it, let's stop the stigma surrounding it. And then I would like to emphasize on taking care of oneself, because mental illness can catch anyone. So let's learn to take care of ourselves. Let's learn to eat well. Let's learn to sleep well, to exercise. These are some of the things that people take take for granted. For me, there was once I listened to Joyce Meyer, and then she was talking about don't say you have a mental health and you want to get out of it and you're like, you're just only praying about it. You see, there are things that you have to practice. You have to be intentional about your mental health. You have to be intentional about eating well, about sleeping well, about leisure activities, about taking a break.
The story of Lisa is just but a sample of what many Christians they undergo at this moment. Many have decided to go silent on the same, not knowing where to start. Today, I encourage you to seek help, read the Word of God, listen to God, and things will be well. It is okay not to be okay. In John chapter 14, verse 27, the Word say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither it be afraid." Never be in a hurry, do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Have a peaceful time. See you next time during our next episode. Another wonderful moment to come on air. I am glad that you have chosen to listen to me again. And if this is your first time to listen to this broadcast, feel much welcomed. Share this content at the end of the broadcast. Good evening. My name is Simiyu Nalienye and this is Sim Radio. In today's podcast, I am privileged to have the SEC chairperson who will be taking us through matters to do with Karatina University election, which will be happening sometime late this month. Here is Joshua.
Okay, my name is Joshua Maina Kinyanjui. I'm a student in Karatina University, pursuing Bachelor of Science in Communication and Public Relations. I am the current chairperson, SEC. That means Student Electoral Commission. And we are conducting the conducting and managing of online elections for Karatina University.
Okay, thank you so much, Joshua. So, considering today the Kamukunji that was held, we witnessed a low turnout. Maybe can you tell us, did you expect the number to be high, or it came as a surprise to have fewer people turning up for Kamukunji, expecting it the very first time where we are meeting with the aspirant and the student?
Okay, we were expecting a very higher number, because actually the platform we had paid for, that the platform could hold at least 1,000 students from Karatina University. But I think after mobilizing students to join, I don't know whether they were not interested or what was the issue, but for us it was not our plan to have a very low number, but I think we were expecting to have a very higher number, maybe at least maybe 60% of Karatina University fraternity students.
Okay, so I think there's more mobilization that needs to be done to the system and the student themselves, so that they can embrace the new normal.
Yes,
this being a new system that is being put in place, what are some of the strategies that you have put at the SEC and the university to make sure that the system does not fail?
Okay, we have from the IT department of Karatina University, we have implemented a good system that will support the e-learning elections to make sure that even as much as we conduct the online platform, it will not fail. But in case it fails, then we as SEC and the returning officer and people who are in charge for these elections, we will come up with a strategy that will help in capturing any hint that can come up.
That's very okay. So it means that there is already well elaborate system to back up in case this online fails.
Yes.
Yeah, and considering the following up of the results that they'll be coming in, what will be the mode of how people will be getting the results, or the student will just wait and the results to be announced?
No, from the website of Karachuno University, through the help of the IT department of Karachuno University, when the students will be voting for the ECM members, the results, all the votes will be reflected at the website. Then when the ECM is voting for the candidates, the result will be posted at the website. Therefore, we all of the students of Karachuno University, they can see what is happening. So there is nothing that is hidden from them to witness what will be happening as the voting process continues.
That will be happening on which date?
Voting will be happening on 27th of November 2020.
So concerning things to do with cyber security, has there been a system that have been put, like firewall, to make sure that there is no leaking of any votes or any malicious vote that might happen?
Those only the students with the Karu email can vote in, and only one student who can vote once. That means that one man, one vote. So there is a system that have been put into place that there is no one who can vote more than once, and also you cannot use any other email apart from the email of Karachuno University.
Okay, so that means it's only bona fide students from first year to fourth year, or those who had recently completed, are they also eligible to vote?
No, the only student who will be voting, they are the active students. That means from first year to fourth year, sorry.
Okay, so thank you. So maybe just to wind up, what is the program lined up as we started today with Kamkunji? What are some of the activities that are there lined up for us?
Okay, on Monday we shall have our mock election,
yeah,
to just test the effectiveness of online voting.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, that is the 25th, we shall have the ECM members returning their nomination forms.
Yeah.
At the same time, we shall be doing the shortlisting of these the ECM members. Then on Friday, that is 27th of November 2020, that's when we shall be conducting the real online elections.
Now a parting shot to all students. What are they expected to do? Then to the aspirant, what are they expected to do? And a general word for all of us.
Yes, I would like to tell the Karachuno University students that we as the SEC member representing them as a chairperson would like to promise all the students that this process that is conducted online, I believe that is the new normal, that a lot of students have a lot of questions. They are asking whether it shall be effective, how sure are we that the results that we shall get, they are free and fair. But we would like to promise them that there is no one who is going to manipulate. Therefore, we are urging all the students to take part in this online election, since it's a new normal. Actually, I would like to all of them to just, they should understand that the COVID-19 have not only affected Karachuno University, neither has it affected Kenya. It's something that is global. Therefore, we have to adapt the new norms, and the new norm that Karachuno University have taken to conduct online. It is to conduct online elections. It's one of them, online learning. Therefore, even as we conduct this exercise of electing student governing council members, therefore, we would like to promise them that everything will be done and shall be free and fair. And we as SEC returning officer, we are promising to remain neutral and independent. Therefore, the will of the student of Karachuno University will prevail. In addition, I would like to tell all the candidates that we are not expecting any of the candidates to post any physical poster in the notice board or any other place within the university premises. What you're supposed to do is to circulate your posters around the social media platform. That is WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything else, because everything that we are doing at Karachuno University, we are doing it online. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, Joshua. I think we will be keeping in touch as times goes, as you keep us updated.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Please follow me on my Twitter handle at Simiyu Nalianya and subscribe to this channel to help me grow. See you next Friday for another great episode of Millennial Talk. Bye-bye for now. is another wonderful moment to come on air. I am glad that you have chosen to listen to me again. And if this is your first time to listen to this broadcast, feel much welcomed. Share this content at the end of the broadcast. Good evening. My name is Simiyu Nalienya and this is Sim Radio. In today's podcast, I am privileged to have the SEC chairperson who will be taking us through matters to do with Karatina University election, which will be happening sometime late this month. Here is Joshua.
Okay, my name is Joshua Maina Kinyanjui. I'm a student in Karatina University, pursuing Bachelor of Science in Communication and Public Relations. I am the current chairperson, SEC. That means Student Electoral Commission. And we are conducting the online conducting and managing of online elections for Karatina University.
Okay, thank you so much, Joshua. So, considering today the Kamukunji that was held, we witnessed a low turnout. Maybe can you tell us, did you expect the number to be high, or it came as a surprise to have fewer people turning up for Kamukunji, expecting it the very first time where we are meeting with the aspirant and the student?
Okay, we were expecting a very higher number, because actually the platform we had paid for, that the platform could hold at least 1,000 students from Karatina University. But I think after mobilizing students to join, I don't know whether they were not interested or what was the issue. But for us, it was not our plan to have a very low number, but I think we were expecting to have a very higher number, maybe at least maybe 60% of Karatina University fraternity students.
Okay, so I think there's more mobilization that needs to be done to the system and the student themselves so that they can embrace the new normal.
Yes,
this being a new system that is being put in place, what are some of the strategies that you have put at the SEC and the university to make sure that the system does not fail?
Okay, we have from the IT department of Karatina University, we have implemented a good system that will support the e-learning elections to make sure that even as much as we conduct the online platform, it will not fail. But in case it fails, then we as SEC and the returning officer and people who are in charge for these elections, we will come up with a strategy that will help in capturing any hint that can come up.
That's very okay. So it means that there is already well elaborate system to back up in case this online fails.
Yes.
Yeah. And considering the following up of the results that they be coming in, what will be the mode of how people will be getting the results, or the student will just wait and the results to be announced?
No. From the website of Karatina University, through the help of the IT department of Karatina University, when the students will be voting for the ECM members, the results, all the votes will be reflected at the website. Then when the ECM is voting for the candidates, the result will be posted at the website. Therefore, all of the students of Karatina University, they can see what is happening. So there is nothing that is hidden from them to witness what will be happening as a voting process continues.
That will be happening on which date?
Voting will be happening on 27th of November 2020.
So concerning things to do with cyber security, has there been a system that have been put like firewall to make sure that there is no leaking of any votes or any malicious vote that might happen?
Those only the students with a CARU email can vote in, and only one student who can vote once. That means that one man, one vote. So there is a system that have been put into place that there is no one who can vote more than once, and also you cannot use any other email apart from the email of Karatina University.
Okay, so that means it's only bona fide students from first year to fourth year, or those who had recently completed, are they also eligible to vote?
No, the only student who will be voting, they are the active students. That means from first year to fourth year,
Okay, so thank you. So maybe just to wind up, what is the program lined up as we started today with Kamkunji? What are some of the activities that are there lined up for us?
Okay, on Monday we shall have our mock election to just test the effectiveness of online voting.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, that is the 25th, we shall have the ECM members returning their nomination forms.
Yeah.
At the same time, we shall be doing the shortlisting of these the ECM members. Then on Friday, that is 27th of November 2020, that's when we shall be conducting the real online elections.
Now a parting shot to all students. What are they expected to do? Then to the aspirant, what are they expected to do? And a general word for all of us.
Yes, I would like to tell the Karatina University students that we as the SEC member representing them as a chairperson would like to promise all the students that this process that is conducted online, I believe that is the new normal, that a lot of students have a lot of questions. They are asking whether it shall be effective, how sure are we that the results that we shall get, they are free and fair. But we would like to promise them that there is no one who is going to manipulate. Therefore, we are urging all the students to take part in this online election since it's a new normal. Actually, I would like to all of them to just, they should understand that the COVID-19 have not only affected Karatina University, neither has it affected Kenya. It's something that is global. Therefore, we have to adapt the new norms, and the new norm that Karatina University have taken to conduct online. It is to conduct online elections. It's one of them, online learning. Therefore, even as we conduct this exercise of electing student governing council members, therefore, we would like to promise them that everything will be done and shall be free and fair. And we as SEC returning officer, we are promising to remain neutral and independent. Therefore, the will of the student of Karatina University will prevail. In addition, I would like to tell all the candidates that we are not expecting any of the candidates to post any physical poster in the notice board or any other place within the university premises. What you're supposed to do is to circulate your posters around the social media platform. That is WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything else, because everything that we are doing at Karatina University, we are doing it online. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, Joshua. I think we will be keeping in touch as time goes, as you keep us updated.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Please follow me on my Twitter handle at Simiyu Nalianya and subscribe to this channel to help me grow. See you next Friday for another great episode of Millennial Talk. Bye-bye for now.